Now, the point of pure doctrine, then, is not, and this is always kind of the problem because we are so corrupt, the point of pure doctrine is not to win arguments or to be right, or certainly to get a higher place in heaven. The point of pure doctrine is simply to have more of what God wants to give. And the same thing with good works. The point of doing good works is to actually be valuable in this world, to participate in the kingdom of God, to serve neighbor, and to live in accordance with what we were meant for. To have corrupt doctrine or weak doctrine, or to abstain from good works, God forbid, is to have less of what God wants us to have. It's like living on bread and water when in fact there's a banquet we could be enjoying. So there's always something broken in us that tries to use things according to our sinful flesh for gain, and that's what he's writing against. Now, all of that, I think, leads us back into this good confessions in the presence of many witnesses is, of course, doctrinal, that is to say the right things about God. It also includes, in the context of Timothy, living a life that is worthy of the calling and demonstrating by your works that your confession is true and you believe it. And we see this again also with the princes in Augsburg. Now, you and I have inherited this good confession, particularly the Augsburg Confession, and we ought to thank God for it. We ought to also then hear this charge to Timothy and ask that the Holy Spirit would be given to us so that we would have the strength to abide in this, that we would keep the commandment of Christ, that is, that we would love one another unstained, and that our confession would constantly be to the glory and honor of Christ.